Drill number 32. In this drill, you will hear letters from the first six rows. Repeat after the tape and write the letter that you hear using the Tibetan script. Number 1.
Tha.
Number 2.
Nya.
Number 3.
Cha.
Number 4.
Tha.
Number 5.
Sha.
Number 6.
Tha.
Number 7.
Tha.
Number 8.
Ka.
Number 9.
Da.
Number 10.
Sa.
Number 11.
Cha.
Number 12.
Ta.
Number 13.
Ah.
Number 14.
Ga.
Number 15.
Ya.
Number 16.
Cha.
Number 17.
Na.
Number 18.
Za.
Number 19.
Pa.
Number 20.
Ga.
Now these 20 will be repeated again and identified. Be sure to repeat after the tape. Number 1.
Tha.
Second column. Number 2.
Nya.
Fourth column. Number 3.
Cha.
First column. Number 4.
Tha.
First column. Number 5.
Sha.
First column. Number 6.
Ta.
Third column, number 7.
Ta.
Second column, number 8.
Ka.
Second column, number 9.
Ba.
First column, number 10.
Sa.
Second column, number 11.
Cha.
Third column, number 12.
Ta.
Second column, number 13.
Ah.
Third column, number 14.
Ga.
First column, number 15.
Ya.
Fourth column, number 16.
Cha.
Second column, number 17.
La.
Fourth column, number 18.
Za.
Third column, number 19.
Pa.
Second column, number 20.
Ka.
Third column. The seventh row.
Ra. La. Sha. Sa.
Repeat after the tape.
Ra. La. Sha. Sa.
Ra. La. Sha. Sa.
Note that in the dialect spoken in Lhasa, the difference in pronunciation between the sibilants of row 7,
sha, sa,
and those of the sixth,
sha, sa,
is one of tone. In some of the dialects of Eastern Tibet,
sha
and
sa
are pronounced
ya
and
za.
In this text, we will follow Lhasa pronunciation.